Food Nation Radio knows that working in a restaurant can really bite the big one.
That's funny because it's true.
Got something on your chest you'd like to get off? Go to foodnationradio.com and click the big red email link. You can tell us in your own words what the hell is going on where you work, who treats you okay, who's an a**hole, and so much more. We'll change the pitch of your voice so no one will know that it's you and you'll be protected. Then we'll play it on a future show and we'll see what kind of we can stir up.
Well, what do you say?
Go to our website, click the big red email link, and tell us what's really going on in the kitchen behind the door.
Oh, yeah.
FoodNationRadio.com.
Bring it on.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Each week, we allow servers to opine about things that bother them in the restaurant industry. That could be you. It could be who they work for. It could be the food. But we have a list of things this morning. The first one is over-serving drunk women.
I saw two guys at the bar who were hitting on this very, very drunk woman. She was not acting responsibly and she might have gotten in a lot of trouble. I put an end to it and called her a cab to make sure she got home safely and alone.
You know, people get really upset when you interfere with their preying upon...
Upon drunk women?
And drunk men! Mostly
now,
drunk
who would,
women.
I was going to say, who would get upset about, you know...
You know, men get a bad rap.
Men deserve a bad rap. If you're sitting there over-serving a woman... You know, hey, want another drink?
No, but I mean, sometimes it's the other way around. You get some cougar who gets some, you know, 25-year-old and starts plying him with liquor.
One drink would be all that it would take for most 25-year-old guys to go home with some hot 50-year-old woman.
There's a place over in St. Pete called the Don Cesar.
Uh-huh.
These women were divorced with the, you know, $25,000 Rolex watches and stuff.
Right.
And they invited me out with them. And I thought, okay, sure, whatever. So I go out, and they're sitting there preying upon these younger guys. And I said, well, do you stay in a relationship? And they said, no.
Oh, hell no.
No, this is a weekend deal.
They just want the nookie once in a while. You know, and if they can get it for just a couple of drinks.
They want to protect their money.
That's it.
That, you know, all those big alimony checks.
Anyway, you know, we're on the watch out for, you know, this happening in restaurants. And we've actually interceded a couple of times.
Well, I've gotten yelled at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking, you know, this girl is going to get herself in big trouble. And one place in particular was two guys preying upon one woman. But anyway, the second one. Hating doggy bags.
Let me ask a question. Are you so lazy that you can't put a half-eaten meal in a styrofoam box? Think about this. Do you realize I handle other people's food and silverware and I may not have washed my hands? Do you really want me touching your food? You're probably better off packing your own doggy bag.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you know what I noticed?
What?
You know how they wipe down the tables with those dirty, wet rags?
Yeah, it's the same rag.
Yeah, it's nasty, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then they touch your food and put it in the takeout. Yuck.
And do you ever see a server washing their hands in the fast food?
Well, it's not like they have sinks in the middle of the, you know.
Now, the fast food restaurants are different. They're constantly washing their hands whenever
they're doing something.
Or they're wearing gloves, correct. How often do they change the gloves?
Well, that's the question. But anyway.
Anyway.
The next one.
Uh-huh.
People who sit on the same side of the table.
My complaint is with people who sit on the same side of the table. You don't realize it, that you make it very difficult to serve food to the person sitting on the inside. Sit like normal married people do. Apart.
Apart from each other.
Is a guy that much of a pee that he has to sit on the same side?
What do you mean? I sit on the same side of the table with you all the time. I sat on the same side of the table with you last night. Pizza Uno down in Windermere. sat right next to you. What do you mean I have a pee because I sat next to you? I thought it was cute.
It's cute.
And then we're sitting there playing trivia games, you know, at the table together. What do you mean I'm a pee because I sit on the same side as you?
He's
what
all
the
upset
hell?
Now.
Who do I complain to? I thought I was being nice. I thought I was being chivalrous sitting next to you. Unbelievable.
Anyway.
Ugh.
Next one. Know what you're ordering.
If you don't know what a dish is, ask. I can't tell you how many times I've sent back an entire plate of food because someone didn't know what they ordered. Pancetta is meat. Don't order it if you're a vegetarian.
Oh my gosh. You know, if you're that dumb, you deserve to eat pancetta.
Or if you don't know what a mocktail is or something. Well, oh, never mind. That's another story.
Oh, yeah.
That is another story. We should mention that.
Okay, fine. I tried to order a mocktail. Last night.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Server didn't know what I was talking about. A mocktail is a mixed cocktail drink with no alcohol in it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to drink any alcohol. So, you know, he said, I don't know what that is. And I said, well, why don't you just make me a mojito without any rum in it? And he goes, oh, I can do that. I said, okay. So he comes back. In the meantime, I'm looking at the menu. There's a whole list of non-alcoholic beverages from the bar.
They're specifically all laid out. Non-alcoholic beverages, mixed drinks.
So I ordered this raspberry lime thing, and he goes, raspberry lime? I said, yeah, it's right here on your menu.
You know what we're bordering into here? What? Restaurant pet peeves. Which is another segment of things that, you know...
I know, it's supposed to be server pet peeves.
Yeah, so. Another feature on the show where we talk about things that happen in restaurants
that bug us. Okay.
You know, that they should know better.
Next thing. People who come in reeking of perfume.
Don't marinate yourself in perfume. I don't know what it is, but older women have a bad habit of using way too much perfume. You make my eyes water and people complain. They're just too nice to tell you.
I can't stand that.
What is it? Can I say it?
Go ahead.
What is it about 55, 65-year-old women where they just take the whole stinking bottle of Jean Nité or some, you know, 30-year-old perfume and dump it all over themselves in some sort of quest not to stink like an old woman? What is that? Why do
First
they
of
do
all,
that?
Nobody wears perfume anymore. They
no,
wear
millennials
like these
don't.
Oils or yeah. something, you know, like a vanilla scented oil or something like that, something sexy. You don't wear a bunch of perfume, this fake nasty stuff. I almost said a really bad word. In the bottle. You don't wear that.
Yeah, we're not just streaming anymore. You can't say
nasty
words.
I gotta remember that.
Me too.
So, because,
yeah, that'll be bad.
Dude doesn't want to use the dump button, believe me.
No.
They get very cranky.
All right. So there you go. Server's revenge for this week.
So that's that.
Yeah. Don't wear lots of stinky cologne or perfume into a restaurant. Don't wear it in general. Just don't wear it.
Yeah, just
take
don't
a
wear
shower.
It. And same thing with guys. It's not just women.
No, I know.
There are guys that wear this, you know, Halston throwback stuff from the 1980s. Just don't.
Quick story. We had a water filtration system put in the other day. The salesman came out with the installer, and he was standing there. And I said, Brian, you smell... And he picked up a shovel and was starting to help. I said, Brian, you smell too good to be out here working. And it was kind of like a backhanded slap because he smelled like, you know, high karate. And it was just like... He was like a Herb Tarlick kind of guy, the radio sales guy. And he was out there with a shovel helping the installer.
What are you doing smelling guys?
I couldn't help it. It was making my freaking eyes water.
Oh.
And it was like, you know.
I didn't know you smelled guys.
I couldn't help it. The whole backyard
reeked
of
it. I mean, I don't care.
The whole backyard reeked of this stuff.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I wasn't sniffing
You're
the
smell. You're a guy smeller.
I'm not a guy smeller. Don't paint me with brush. Don't paint me with the guy smelling brush. I don't sniff guys.
It sounded like you were sniffing the guy.
I couldn't help it. There was like, you know, it was like the pink pin cloud over this guy. There was no ozone. He had so much cologne on, the ozone was gone.
He sucked all the oxygen out of the air.
Out of the atmosphere. Oy vey. All right. Anyway, there's Server's Revenge for you this week. If you have some comments, if you work in the industry and you want to share them with us, and then we'll obviously digitize the voices to protect your identity.
To protect the innocent.
Just go to Elizabeth's website at foodnationradio.com and click on the link over
there. Yeah,
and
tell us your stories. Right-hand side. We love to hear these stories.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people read Forum at night. We read Server's Revenge. That's what we do.
That's porn in our house.
That's right. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about beer. What's in it? Do you want to drink it? It's not just about the alcohol anymore.
And by the way, coming up in 10 minutes, our food taste test of the week. Today, we're testing Raisin Bran.